The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Well, quite interesting time to look at the property sector. A couple of news that have been shaping the sentiment around this. Of course, we've got the CBD incentive scheme out earlier this month, and this involves a makeover for the central business district. So look out for more facilities where you can play and even homes to live in the offices in the CBD area. Now, of course, earlier this week, $9 billion investment by the two integrated resorts. So look out for a fourth tower, MBS, and more attractions like Super Nintendo World and Minion Park at RWS in Sentosa. How will all this shape the outlook for REITs? Let's check in with Kam Sok Chin. She is the head of Southeast Asia Research for Private Banking at Credit Suisse. Ms. Kam, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here as well.
Are you looking forward to Super Nintendo World and the Minion Park coming up?
Yes, absolutely. It would have certainly some impact, I think, on the Singapore market as well as the retail market and the hospitality sector as
Indeed.
Well.
Indeed. So let's put things into context. Where are we in terms of S-REIT performance versus the key benchmarks? I think it's been outperforming year to date.
Yes, the Singapore S-REIT sector is up 13% so far this year on a total return basis, and that's an outperformance of about 3 percentage points compared to the Singapore Straits Times Index. Well, the yield stocks, as you know, like S-REITs, are very sensitive to interest rate expectations, and they have benefited from the shift to a more dovish stance by major central banks. And, of course, they've benefited from the pause in interest rate hike cycle in the US as well and from falling long bond yields. So in Singapore, we have seen the 10-year government bond yield declining by almost 50 basis points in the last 6 months to 2.05%. So all these have driven the outperformance by the Singapore REIT sector.
Okay, just give a broad overlook in terms of the outlook. We've got all these drivers in the past few months. You mentioned the Fed pause and some tailwinds. Will this likely continue for the broad sector for the rest of the year?
Yes, certainly a low interest rate regime will be positive for REITs. Investors will continue to be very hungry for yield. So I think the funds flow into this sector will continue to be very robust. And of course, a low interest rate scenario will mean that financing costs is lower for REITs. And we're also expecting the DPU growth for the S-REITs to come in at between 1% to 4% in the next 2 years, driven by either an improving demand-supply picture in the underlying property market or from overseas acquisitions, particularly in the case of industrial REITs. So all these, I think, are positive factors supporting the S-REIT sector. But on the other hand, I think we should also take note that yields from the S-REITs have already compressed to about 5.6% at current levels. Then this translates to a yield spread of 3.5% over the 10-year Singapore bond yield. And this is below the historical average spread of about 3.7%, which basically suggests that valuations are not all that cheap. So there could be some profit-taking in the near term. And coupled with that, many S-REITs are also trading above book value. So it means that we could potentially see some equity fundraising from the sector, and this could also cap some of the near-term upside as new units have been digested.
So a couple of headwinds and tailwinds around the S-REIT sector from Kam Sok Chin. She is the head of Southeast Asia Research for Private Banking at Credit Suisse. Sok Chin, help us dive into the various sectors. Let's start with the retail REITs. So what is the supply and demand situation, especially when we talk about the tourism and hospitality outlook? We've got news about that investment by the two IRs. And what is going to be shaping the retail REIT sector for the rest of the year?
So the supply picture for retail property is actually quite favourable. This year, of course, we are seeing a supply surge from projects like Jewel at Changi and from the redeveloped Funan, but all the space is largely pre-committed. And after 2019, the total supply between 2020 to 2022 is going to be quite tight. And it's going to be a small fraction of what we saw over 2014 to 2018. And in terms of demand, the trend towards omni-channel retailing, experiential retailing, this suggests that shopping malls are going to be highly relevant in Singapore, despite the threat from e-commerce. We expect the Singapore economy to slow down this year in 2019. So by and large, suburban malls in this kind of environment are going to be more resilient when spending is cautious because they're skewed towards necessity shopping.
Right. So you're favouring suburban malls as part of the retail REIT picture.
Yes. And you talked about the URA draft master plan 2019. And we have the decentralization of business districts to the northern zone, the western zone, and so on. And this should be positive for suburban malls as well, with good those with good transport connectivity. So they will benefit in terms of a bigger population catchment area and having better shopper traffic. And you know, assuming that expansion of the two integrated resorts will help to pull in more visitors to Singapore, that should also be positive for retail malls with exposure to discretionary spending and also for hospitality REITs, of course.
You know, it sounds quite promising for the retail REIT sector. And I think one fundamental reason is the tightening supply. So, Sok-Ching, help us to walk through the office REIT sector. I think the CBD incentive scheme is going to be quite a big boost for this.
Yes, the CBD incentive scheme basically offers an increase in the gross plot ratio to encourage older office buildings in very selected areas to convert to hotels or residential or mixed use. So this will take out some inventory from the market if it is well taken up, and it could further tighten the vacancy in the office market. Already, we have seen office rents recovering more than 21% from the low in 2017, and we are likely to see more upside in this recovery as supply is going to be very low from 2019 to 2021. Really, for office REITs, they will finally see the office upcycle filtering down to positive rent reversion this year, as signing rents would have recovered to above expiring rent. So the CBD incentive scheme basically just adds, I think, more leg to this upcycle.
Okay, recovery in the office sector to look out for the rest of the year. So, Ching, one more thing before we wrap up. There's the industrial REIT sector. We've been seeing manufacturing numbers a bit patchy, but generally slight improvement there. How's this been translating into the industrial REIT sector?
The manufacturing numbers in Singapore can be volatile on a month-to-month basis, but by and large, we are expecting industrial activities to slow down this year because external demand is slowing. The tech cycle is becoming more mature. Last year, we saw some stabilization in industrial rents because there has been a 72% decline year-on-year in supply. But I think this year, the outlook for industrial property is going to be more challenging. We are looking at renewed supply of about 16.1 million square feet this year. And this is against, you know, like 5.8 million square feet of supply last year, just to put things in perspective. And most of the supply is going to be in the factory space. So we think that industrial REITs with more geographically diversified exposure, those with greater share of business and science park properties in the portfolio, these will do relatively better. But industrial REITs are trading at one of the highest price to book in the sector. And given the pipeline of acquisitions, I think industrial REITs are very strong potential candidates for equity fundraising.
Okay, Sok-Ching, just to wrap things up, one quick one. You've got the hospitality REIT, the various sectors, industrial, office, retail, which should be the most attractive to you right now for you to get into? Which sector are all these REITs?
We favour retail REITs and followed by the office REITs. So these are our two favourite subsectors within the S-REIT space.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Sok-Ching. We've been speaking with Kam Sok-Ching. She is the head of Southeast Asia Research for Private Banking at Credit Suisse on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.